My name is Olivier, and this is the Do Happy Work podcast. You know the saying, be careful what you wish for. We use that proverb very easily without recognizing the depth of its importance on not just our work and the choices in our work, but in our life in general. Because what is behind that proverb is the principle of manifestation. And manifestation is something that we read about it, or maybe we even actively practice it. But the fact is that we don't really know much about manifestation if we don't do it the proper way. If we don't have an abundant mindset on manifestation, what becomes real is what that proverb actually says. We invite things that we actually don't want in our lives. And this is true because the principle of manifestation is always at work. Contrary to what we think, we manifest things all the time, not just when we sit down and actively visualize or project things. Manifestation is nothing but the sum of the principle of the law of attraction, the law of resonance, which means that whatever we mentally desire, whatever we from the deepest of our soul crave for ourselves becomes real. But I use this expression, the depth of our soul, and what I actually mean is that is the problem. We don't ask from the depth, we just ask. And now it's important to realize that manifestation, which always acts through us, no matter what happens, is nothing but the reflection of energy. So depending on the energy that we harbor in us, the mental outlook that we have on ourselves and the world, we will attract different things. And I spoke about the principle of abundance and scarcity before as reflections on different parts on the scale of energy. If you're trapped in scarcity, you're trapped in the lower end of energy. This means that the energy that you use to create your thoughts and your emotions, from which your choices and decisions arise, is low vibrating. It's a lower kind of energy that is trapped in matter, in material things and therefore transactions. So if you now want to manifest, if you manifest, whether it's actively or passively, whether it's consciously or not, your manifestations will stem from this place. Your manifestations will be a reflection of this low energy consciousness that you harbor within your mind as your mindset. Likewise, if your mindset is in the sphere of higher energy vibration, which is abundance, then the manifestations that you have in your life, the things that are reflected from that energy scale that you have, will be of a higher energy. They will not be trapped simply in matter and items and products and consumer goods and things and sparkly things, but they will be reflections of something that you truly, truly desire. And as always, it comes down to your perspective. Manifestation is the realization of a mental image. So an image that you hold in front of you becomes a reflection around you. So something that you see in front of you that you visualize, with which you then connect emotionally through the form of wishing, of craving, or desire in the highest form, then becomes part of your reality. That's that the process of it becoming a reality is what we call the manifestation itself. But manifestation is much more than just that. It is that forming of that inner mental picture. But we have to ask ourselves, what is the source of that mental picture? What creates that dream, that image of that dream, which then you go after and wishing to have manifested for yourself? Is the source of that dream outside of you, the world? So is it something that's projected onto a screen that lives outside of you, something that you see out there in the world projected onto a screen and now you want it for yourself? which is what most people do. You crave for, you wish for a house because you realize that's what you do. You crave vacations because you see that the world promotes that. Mass media and advertisement tells you about all the things that you're supposed to want. And as you see them on these external screens and you don't reject them, you don't realize that they are outside of you or apart from you, you invite them in. And as you invite them in because of your scarcity mentality, your mentality that is rooted in transactional materialism, you allow for these projections to become your mental images. And when you have these mental images, all your effort in the process of manifestation become driven by that external image. And so you invite all these things. But when you invite all these things are not connected to you because they're connected to the world and what the world wants you to consume, what the world wants you to want, which I don't even consider desire. I consider it craving. It's like an appetite. But when you do that, your dream, the things that you lust for, are disconnected from your heart, which then leads you to inviting things that become clutter. Clutter and toxic, and they become obstacles, they become shackles, they become things that trap you in debt, that trap you in things that stand in your way, in people that shouldn't be part of your sphere, of your circle, that they trap you in material possessions that stand in your way. But the problem is that because they're not connected to your heart, and your lust for them quickly subsides, they actually don't fulfill any true meaning, and now you want more of them. So this is why when we manifest things that are of little relevance, because they come from outside projections, we instantly want something new. We want more of it. And that is the problem with manifestation that happens from a perspective of scarcity. Scarcity is about amassment. It's about rectifying a lack that is not even there. But when we allow scarcity to be the voice for the mental images that create our desire to manifest, then of course the things that we manifest, they don't mean anything to us. Instead, we need to go back to projecting mental images that are connected to us. The only thing that can do that is what we call our heart. When we allow that which our heart desires to form the mental images for the things we then want to manifest, then we are truly connected to the thing that we are manifesting. But this requires us to shift the gaze from this external screen that is full of the promotion and the advertisement of the world towards the inner screen. And the inner screen is very simply intuition. The inner teacher, which we symbolize as the heart, which is really just the mental projection of our truth, the inner screen is in touch with our heart because our heart is in touch with abundance. So as long as you don't have a perspective of abundance on yourself and the world, the heart is not allowed to speak. And as long as the heart is not allowed to speak, the heart will not divulge its dreams. And I say this very consciously because the dreams that you are supposed to go after, they're already there inside of you. You are just in charge of bringing them out. We have the tendency of thinking that our dreams and our wishes, our goals, they form along the way. Like as we wake up, new dreams form, new wishes form. But it's actually the other way around. We have these dreams in us already, but then we have to open the gateway via abundance so that we are in tune with our heart. We can see what dream there is already inside of us, and now we can start to manifest it in the light of the world, which means that the dream will probably take on a different shape and form and color depending on the world we live in, but the source of the dream is still unique and truly, truly specific and personal. It's still your very own dream and not a reflection of something that the world wants you to have, something that everybody's going for. And this shift in perspective is huge. It is huge and fundamental because it allows you not just to become aware of your source of abundance as the creator of the images which you can manifest, but it also allows you to actually use it to your own benefit. And the difference here is that people who are trapped in scarcity, they have expectations. They become entitled people who say, like, I have a right to have a house, to have a spouse, to have children, to have two cars, to go on vacations, and all these shiny things. We are entitled about it because our scarcity mind tells us through fear that we have to have them. But when we connect to abundance, we don't feel entitled to things. The only thing that we feel is we are intentional about living our truth. We become intentional. When we are intentional, it means that our intention for life, for anything we do, is to serve our truth, our intuition. And when we become intentional, we become full of desire for the dreams that live inside of our heart. Intention is the gateway to that. Expectation stands in the way of that. So abundant people, abundant-minded people, they're connected to their truth via an intention. The second you are truly abundant in your mindset and you form that intention to live in the light of your truth, to only serve your truth, your heart starts to open up and spread and share with you the messages of its dreams. Suddenly, you wake up in the morning and you realize with crystal clear voice and clarity, you realize what it is you truly desire. And that requires abundance first, and the intention to live in that abundance will then divulge those dreams. And now that you have those dreams, you see them, now you can work towards them. Now you can allow for the manifestation to happen, but you have just shifted the ownership of manifestation, of the mental image that you are here to manifest. You shifted it from something that you don't own, but where the world owns you, towards your own truth giving rise to the images you want to manifest. And what you can do to get on the path of true self-manifestation is first to realize what are these dreams, these goals, these achievements that you have, that you carry with you, around with you right now. Are they reflections of the outside screen of the world? Are these things that you go after that are not even your own? Or are they truly connected to your heart? Are they really unique propositions of mental images that you hold within you, that you care about so much that you need to realize them in order to feed your heart? The chance is that it is the first, that you are right now just living and acting to achieve goals that the world imposed on you. Be honest with yourself. Is fulfilling these goals, is reaching these goals and achievements, is manifesting these mental images that you have, A, are they emotionally really deep? Are you truly connected with them? And B, is achieving them really something that will matter to you years and years in the future? Is it something that will be so relevant to you that you truly want to give a part of your time and your effort and your resources away? Or are they just, you know, like illusions of the present moment? Are they just flukes that you need to put aside? And when you realize that, start to make a promise to yourself to actually shift that gaze inward, become more intentional about understanding what your own dreams are, and start to realize in the future, in your day-to-day basis, whenever you start to jump into a new goal, into a new dream you want to pursue, stop yourself and realize its quality. Is it really something that's connected to your heart, to your inside, or is it just an ego reflection that the world wants you to have in order to consume more? Become accountable for your dreams.